Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Yona. How may I assist you?
I ordered one of the watches and did not get a cord to charge it with.
Yes, ma'am. It don't come with the cord. One of the wristbands, the latches come out, and you plug it into your charger part and plug it into the wall.
I have no charger port. I have nothing to plug it into, is what I'm saying.
Can I have a zip code?
61951.
Your first and last name?
Karen Sampson, KarenSampson.
Oh, excuse me. You said 61951?
Yes.
Allow me a brief moment.
You got it to be able to charge. See if they're playing just.
There's nothing there.
Yes, with your zip, I'm not finding an account with your name.
Well, I ordered it. It was through a CVS thing, and I have the watch in my hand.
And you did say 61951?
Yep, Sullivan, Illinois. I mean, I wouldn't want any way to charge it if I hadn't got the watch.
I do understand that. And the only other way I can try to find an account in your name, because I will have to have an account to try to issue out a charger or send you anything, I will have to have your account pulled up. And the only other way I can look for your account is with the first six of your card number and the last four that you used to purchase this watch.
Ma'am, I didn't have to use anything. It was a CVS thing.
You had to pay shipping and handling.
I did have to pay shipping and handling, yes.
Yes, ma'am. And that's the card number that I would need in order to pull up the account.
Let me get my papers. I still have them because I wanted my shipping and handling back. So hang on with me just a minute. So I have two papers here. One's a packing slip. Would it be on that?
No, ma'am. I need the card number that you used.
I didn't use a card, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. It was a CVS ad that come up. You could choose from a lot of things. I chose the watch. I paid the $6.95 shipping and handling. You didn't send me what you were supposed to.
Ma'am, if you paid shipping and handling, you had to use a card to pay shipping and handling, correct?
Oh, well, you don't need my, I can't give you my credit card.
Well, ma'am, I can't pull up an account in your name.
Then I'm going to turn you into Better Business Bureau.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't give my credit card out to just anyone. I just don't do that.
If you use the credit card to make the account, it's already in our system.
Well, then if it's in your system, ma'am, pull it up.
I can't pull it up without the card number. But, ma'am, you're refusing to give me that information. I don't want your whole card number. I want the first six and the last four. I don't want the expiration date or the security code on the back. I don't want any of that.
How much of it do you want? Just
the last first six and the last four. And all the reason I need the first six is because there's a lot of people around the world that have the same last four.
Well, I would rather lose my money and turn you in.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. It was my pleasure speaking with you. Have a great day.
Use my credit card. And if you cheated me out of a charger, you will cheat me out of my credit card. Thank you.